Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. I take your questions today on the Charlie Kirk Show that you've emailed me, freedom@charliekirk.com. We take a couple callers as well. Should states start to nullify laws that they don't like? If you are a mom, what if I told you that the National School Board Association is trying to call you a terrorist? Are people that challenge school boards domestic terrorists? We dive into that and so much more. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Mark from Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. That's a fun little town name. I also want to thank Josiah from Placienta, California. Claire from McGregor, Texas. Priscilla from Murrieta, California. At charliekirk.com/support. Molly from Leeds, Alabama. And also, I want to thank Sally from Alaska. And Gary from San Clemente, California. For your generous monthly support, charliekirk.com/support. Help us hire more staff and strengthen our team at charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. We have one question here from Mike from North Dakota. He says, Charlie, can you build out in more detail kind of this idea of manufactured inflation and how it impacts the common man? Thanks so much. Love listening to your show. Well, thank you. So you guys can, again, email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. We'll be taking your questions. And so we are on the verge of an inflation crisis right now in our country. And as we have defined inflation, the most simple definition of inflation we can give you is the sustained upward movement in all overall prices, goods, and services in the economy, holding all else constant. And this corresponds with the loss of purchasing power for a currency utilized within the economy. Now, one of my favorite people that spoke out against just micro and macro economics and bad economics is Milton Friedman. I think we have a whole cut here. Let's play cut 99. Milton Friedman is one of the most clear and wise communicators of monetary policy and what it meant to actually be able to stave off inflation. We can go cut 102 and go through this one at a time. So let's go to cut 102, Milton Friedman on inflation.
In 1973, Japanese housewives going to market were faced with an unpleasant fact. The cash in their purses seemed to be losing its value. Prices were starting to soar as the awful story of inflation began to unfold once again. The Japanese government knew what to do. What's more, they were prepared to do it. When it was all over, economists were able to record precisely what had happened. In 1971, the quantity of money started to grow more rapidly.
And as Milton Friedman details in this Free to Choose Network broadcast, that when production stays constant or goes down and you increase the money supply intentionally, then everyday normal people are going to get crushed. And now we believe this is intentional. And it's hard to prove intentions, but intentions, what does success look like for the Democrats? And let's just put Joe Manchin aside. Success for the Democrats are more people that are dependent on the federal government. And if you actually look at Lyndon Baines Johnson's own quotes, he believes that is true freedom. If you talk to a devout socialist, they believe that freedom is not the ability to speak, to reason, to have dialogue. Dialogue actually comes from a Greek word, which means through reason. Dia through, logos reason, dialogue, dialogos. They don't believe that freedom is the capacity to flourish, to create, to take risks. They instead believe that freedom is freedom from necessity. And that's not actually freedom. I know plenty of people that have plenty of stuff, but they are not the most free people I know. A free person is a properly and good-souled individual, and most importantly, someone who is free from government tyranny. So that is the question. The question is whether or not you believe that you should be free from necessity or free from tyranny and interference. And that includes corporate tyranny, by the way, not just governmental tyranny, not just tyranny of unelected fourth branch bureaucrats. And inflation is a direct monetary intervention into the economy to diminish and deplete your purchasing power. It makes your ability to purchase goods and services more difficult. You see, the everyday man, the common man, the carpenter, the welder, the electrician, the police officer, the firefighter, the veteran, they do not own massive tracts of land. They go paycheck to paycheck. And when everyday middle-class Americans go paycheck to paycheck and the government intervenes so dramatically, and all of a sudden that dollar is worth now 90 cents, not a dollar, what does that make you do? Spend that dollar quicker. Well, then the corporations actually make out like bandits when there's moderate inflation. Because if you're worried that that dollar is going to be worth less next month, then you're going to spend it very quickly. It's almost, the economy gets to be so hot that the velocity of money increases, where then you have a value crisis, where you have more dollar bills than you actually have value. And we are experiencing that right now in our country. And inflation also begs itself to be a gateway for mass immigration. Inflation, when you have mass inflation, you're already seeing the rumblings of this, and we on this program have predicted this time and time again, it makes the excuse to bring in another 5 million, 10 million, 15 million, 20 million people from around the world a lot easier, because you have more people trading with dollar bills. That could be a curb against inflation. I want to get to some more questions here. You guys can also call us, 833-949-5475. That's 833-949-5475. Let's go to this question. Nancy from Auburn, California. She says, Charlie, I'm curious what your suggestion is when dealing with people like Howard Stern and Don Lemon targeting the unvaccinated like Joe Rogan. I'm glad Dave Portnoy is coming to Rogan's defense, but so many of us are dealing with the same thing in our daily lives with employers, families, and friends. How should we respond? Nancy from Auburn. Great question. Thank you for emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Let's play this tape here of kind of the context of what Dave Portnoy has said. Play tape.
Stern versus Rogan. He seems like he's sort of become hypocritical. Like, he seems like somebody who slung it and would do anything, and he's quick now to like wag his finger at you when he was on the, he almost seems like he'd be wagging his finger at him, a younger self.
Now, if you know anything about Howard Stern has not been someone that has always glamorized a careful and safetyism lifestyle. Howard Stern has always been, quite honestly, gross and grotesque in his commentary. He has glamorized degeneracy his entire life. Now he is shaming people that don't get medicine that he wants, and he wants other people to have. Maybe Howard Stern's getting a little old. Maybe Howard Stern is telling people to turn that music down and get off my lawn. We have tape here of Howard Stern. Play tape.
You know, like I heard Joe Rogan was saying, he says, what do you bust a mind ball?
I've got COVID. Yeah.
He goes, I took horse
dewormer. Yeah.
And a doctor gave it to me. Well, a doctor would also give you a vaccine. So why take horse dewormer? All I'm doing is speaking common sense. We have a cure for this dreaded COVID, and we're not taking it. Take it. Make people take it the same way we take polio vaccines and every other vaccine.
A cure. Do you see, you understand how little he actually knows? We have breakthrough cases every single day. That 60% of the people that are getting the life-saving monoclonal antibody treatment in Florida are people that are vaccinated. Ignorant is quite honestly the right word. I was trying to avoid it, but honestly, it is the right word. How ignorant you must be to actually believe that. I want to get to the next question here, which is one of my favorite questions. Charlie, what are some ways that states can stand up against the Biden regime? You keep on talking about how states need to go to dramatic measures. What are some other examples? States need to start to realize that they were sovereign before the federal government. The states, the local form of government, is where the push needs to continue. It goes from the individual to the family, then to the county local, then finally to the state, then to the federal government. The states need to stand up against Biden regime's measures to interfere with the daily life and operation and interference with the natural rights of their citizens. And in Nebraska, I am starting to see a positive move of the Attorney General of Nebraska say what needs to be said. And we're going to go into detail about that because this can be a blueprint. This can be a roadmap forward of how states can represent their voters and their citizens against the kingdom of Washington, D.C., the cabal that wishes to crush you. And Nebraska teased it last night.
If today's headlines don't convince you to prepare for the worst, nothing will. Friends, it's time to be totally self-reliant, especially when it comes to your family's food supply. I use this amazing product because you do not know what is coming next. And that's why I urge everyone to buy long-term storage emergency food from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply, they're the original Patriot Preparedness Company, and they served millions of Americans. They've got a four-week emergency food supply that will make sure you and your family have enough to eat during a prolonged food shortage. You get breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. The food is delicious, too. I've tried it myself. Pretty good. Not gonna lie. No complaints. Right now, you get a 25% discount on each four-week food kit you buy. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That's right. Preparewithkirk.com. Your order will ship quickly and arrive discreetly at your door in just a few days, but you must act now for a 25% discount. So check it out. Preparewithkirk.com. That's preparewithkirk.com.
A lot of people are looking for a roadmap. How do we move forward? Well, the Nebraska treasurer, it becomes the first state, says they refuse to comply with Biden's plan to let the IRS view your bank transactions. Nebraska says, Nebraska State Treasurer John Morante said they will not comply. If the administration sues, he will take it all the way up to the Supreme Court. I'm reading from thegatewaypundit.com. As a state treasurer, I have an obligation to safeguard personal information of hundreds of thousands of these accounts, and it's absolutely wrong to ask American citizens who haven't been accused of wrong during a turn of their wrongdoing to turn over their private bank information to the federal government. There's no excuse for it. He says, Morante, the state treasurer, says, I don't typically engage in legislation that's going through Congress, but on an issue like this, it's something that myself and many of my colleagues across the country believe we have to stand up to and fight. And I would say this, even if the Supreme Court says it's constitutional, don't comply. Seattle, San Francisco, Portland, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, they did not comply with federal immigration law because they didn't like it. Well, if all of a sudden, if the Biden regime is going to say, yeah, we want to see your bank account information, the state attorney generals and treasurer should say, no, that's not how this works. And I want to just praise Nebraska for saying this out loud, saying that they are going to have a non-compliance agenda when Biden decides to completely and totally overreach and go in a direction that we have never gone before in our country, that they could see your most intimate banking information, your transactions as you make them. For what reason exactly? Well, because they want to monitor you. And of course, they'll target conservatives more than liberals, obviously. They'll target Republicans more than Democrats, especially Republican donors and people that are making a difference, obviously. And then use that against you. But what is so important is how all of a sudden we are starting to see states pop up and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is exactly why South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas should immediately resume construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. It doesn't matter what Biden puts on a piece of paper, build the pipeline. Make him bring in federal agents and arrest hard hat wearing middle class workers that work at their hands. He will not do it. He will blink. Stop playing under the terms of the game that Biden sets. We know he does not care about the nation. They don't listen to us. Why should we listen to them? These are peaceful means of pushing back against the intentional and deliberate destruction of our country. Ryan, listening on the flag, has a question on this topic. Let's patch him through. Ryan, are you there? Thanks for calling.
Yes, I am.
How you doing? What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to get your thoughts on legislative nullification. That is, the states actually passing acts to say we reserve the right to nullify unconstitutional acts of the federal government. Is there a place for that?
Yes. So thank you, Ryan, for your call. And so the answer is yes. So nullification has, for good reason, a negative connotation because the 1832 nullification crisis, which is a conflict between the United States and the state of South Carolina around the federal imposition of tariffs. And some people would say that was a harbinger or the early sign of the United States Civil War. I will say this, though. If they can create sanctuary states for immigration law, why can't we create sanctuary states for the Constitution? Every major state across the country needs to reassert themselves. Major meaning Montana. Montana's already doing this. Greg Gianforte is doing a phenomenal job in Montana. But Wyoming, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, the Dakotas, Missouri, and the entire South, they need to pass themselves as constitutional sanctuary states. States where tyranny can be kept out. So I don't like the nullification word just because I think it's not really understood. But who's to say that South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Wyoming, and Montana can say, we're going to enforce the laws we want to enforce. The other ones are null and void. We need to create constitutional sanctuary states. They did this to create sanctuary states for illegals. Let's create sanctuary states for our own citizens. And guess what? The regime won't know how to deal with it. You guys have heard about inflation, but have you heard about shrinkflation? Shrinkflation is where your candy bar or your burger gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed this? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government and the regime says that inflation is under control, or that it's just temporary. But what do you think? This is just inflation's evil cousin, but by the back door. Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that with a precious metal IRA under your belt, you'll hedge these rising prices so you can retire without worrying about it. You'll keep up with the inflation the folks in D.C. are trying to hide. And this month, the thank you to get your precious metal project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a 5 free ounce solid silver American the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com or call 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Someone who I don't agree with on everything, but I just think he's a charming guy, and he was so genuine. Ron Paul, back in 2010 and 2011, he said, be careful about the power you give to the federal government, especially under the designation of terrorism, because that power will soon be used against domestic people, calling them terrorists. I never took that seriously, to be honest with you. Said, oh, yeah, whatever. That's for like Muslim extremists or whatever. Who cares? But Ron Paul was right. And Rand Paul was right. The National School Board Association has now asked President Biden to use the Patriot Act. Someone's asking us this question. They've emailed us freedom@charliekirk.com to protect them from parents calling them domestic terrorists. So just I want to make sure you understand this. The National School Board Group wants Biden to use a measure that is supposed to be about spying on Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and legitimate terrorists. So it's an organization representing 90,000 school board officials, and they've now asked the White House to intervene against parents who oppose Fauci virus restrictions and the teaching of racialist ideology. The National School Board Association argued this week that parents are engaged in domestic terrorism. You see that? You're showing up to ask questions from your school board. You are a domestic, you are Timothy McVeigh. You are Eric Rudolph. You are Ted Kaczynski. You are the Unabomber. you show up to ask questions about why your 7-year-old is learning graphically pornographic content, why your 8-year-old is being forced to be segregated based by skin color, which is happening in Atlanta. You show up and ask the question why CRT is in your schools. You're the Unabomber. They've asked the White House to use the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security against protesters. And has even asked the White House to consider deploying the Patriot Act against parents and communities, leaders who oppose mask mandates and the teaching of critical race theory. This is WashingtonExaminer.com. Continues by saying the immediate threat facing public school officials require a coordinated response from federal law enforcement. National School Board Association President Viola Garcia and interim executive director, CEO Chip Slavin, said in a letter. And by the way, I guarantee you were on the list, the Charlie Kirk Show. How many times have we been telling parents to show up to school boards? I have showed up to school boards multiple times. We have our school board watch list at Turning Point USA, schoolboardwatchlist.org, where we are naming the names of the school board members. And are we engaged in domestic terrorism? According to them, yes. Ron Paul was right. Now, Ron Paul's a libertarian on other things, and I found it somewhat, I don't want to say comical, because I actually kind of like the guy, but maybe he's getting a quick education in corporate tyranny because he got kicked off YouTube yesterday. And he's like, it's a private company. I actually feel sorry for him because I really have a soft spot for Ron Paul. I do. I think he's genuine and authentic and not corrupt like most people in the establishment media. And I think Ron Paul and the things that Ron Paul talked about for 2, 3, 4, 6 years led to Trump, directly led to Trump. There are so many people that are in the Trump train that used to be part of the Ron Paul revolution. Because Ron Paul liberated this whole conversation of how the interests on television are actually rigged against you. And Ron Paul was a lot different than Trump in some ways, because Ron Paul, where it was kind of all about Trump, it was almost not about Ron Paul at all. It was like the opposite of a cult of personality. Chip Slavin said this week in a letter to President Biden, citing a number of incidents in which school board officials were threatened or insulted by angry parents and other concerned citizens. I'm sorry, insulted? That's what they consider to be domestic terrorism? As these threats and acts of violence have become more prevalent, there's no acts of violence, by the way. Zero. None. Nothing. It's all made up. During public school board meetings, via documented threats transmitted to the U.S. Postal Service through social media and other online platforms, or around personal properties, the National School Board Association respectfully asks that a joint collaboration among federal law enforcement agencies, state and law enforcement, and with public officials, school board officials be taken to focus on their threats. If you are going to school board meetings, if you have testified at a school board meeting, your own government is calling you ISIS. Not your government yet. Let me rephrase it. Let me be more clear. The National School Board Association is asking the government to call you ISIS. I just want to make sure that I'm clear. The NSBA specifically solicits the expertise and resources of the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, the Homeland Security, Secret Service, National Threat Assessment Center regarding the threat level risk to public school children, educators, and facilities, campuses. So if you're a mom speaking at a school board, the National School Board Association wants the combined infantry and militia power of the FBI, DOJ, DHS, Secret Service, National Threat Assessment Center. You think these people will stop at anything? Jen Psaki commented on this. She said, we take the security of public servants and elected officials across the country very seriously. Oh, really? You took it seriously when Rand Paul got shot at and got beat up by his neighbor? You took it seriously when Steve Scalise was shot by a Bernie Sanders supporter at the congressional baseball game practice? And obviously, these threats to school board members is horrible. They're just doing their jobs. This is exactly the playbook they use. Do you understand? I could go every single day and say, hello, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Welcome on Friday. Let's go through all the death threats that I received. We all get death threats. It's disgusting. It's vile. It's also part of life. I get death threats that involve federal law enforcement. It's called being in the public eye. Do I talk about it? No. Do I want you to feel sorry for me? Not in the slightest. I'm like the luckiest person alive. I love what I get to do. Instead, these school board meetings are like, I got an angry Facebook message of someone saying, we're coming for you. That must mean that they're going to burn down my house. Let's get the FBI involved. She continued by saying, we're continuing to explore what can be done from across the administration. That's right. They're going to start spying on people that are showing up to school board meetings. This is why they needed the January 6th narrative to be what it was. They were trying to suppress public activism and keep people in their homes. When even the New York Times has come out and has said, oh, by the way, the FBI was actually heavily involved in January 6th. Everything Tucker Carlson and Darren Beatty said from Revolver.News actually ended up being true. The National School Board Association says that it believes public discussions and transparency by school board officials are important for the safe and effective operation of schools. This is so important. And again, Ron Paul was right, and I should have taken it more seriously. And Lindsey Graham is so wrong, it's unbelievable. That domestic surveillance of your fellow countrymen might feel good if you're trying to spy on Al-Qaeda and spy on some sort of dirty bomb trying to be smuggled into the United States. But when pressed, when you press the intelligence agencies, that's not what they're doing. Instead, they're filling up FISA court applications illegally. And now they're entertaining. This can be said, right, Andrew? I think I could say this factually. The federal government is now entertaining using these departments to spy on people that are pressuring school boards. We have a call on this. Let's take the call. Tell me, Grace from Cincinnati has a question about the communist takeover of schools. Grace, are you there?
Yes.
How you doing? What's on your mind?
I was just had a question for Charlie. I've been reading a book called How the Specter of Communism is Ruling Our World, and I've been discussing the 100-year Marxist takeover of our public schools, and I was wondering what we can further do to educate people on the message that everyone can homeschool.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much, Grace, for your question. And you're right. It is a long-term project to try and revolutionize and take over our schools and the educational system as we know it. We love to read here on this show, by the way. I encourage all of you to read. Turn off your phone. Actually, I do that for one day a week. I turn off my phone for 24 hours. It's really nice. But I will say this. This all goes back to the Long March of the Institutions, otherwise known as Der Lange Marsch der Deutschen Institution, a slogan coined by a communist student, Rudi Dutschke, around 1967 to establish the strategy and the conditions for a revolution, subverting society by a patient overthrow of previous institutions. And so this all ties together. Parents have now woken up. Parents are now alert, and the school boards are the front lines of doing this. Parents need to realize when they push back against school boards, they're actually pushing back against the Marxist infiltration at every single level of our country. So you go back to the previous question about the National School Board Association. The National School Board Association, they know that this full court press of parents showing up at school board meetings that we have been covering and I have personally participated in, they're now saying, no, you're a bunch of domestic terrorists. Timothy McVeigh, Eric Rudolph, Ted Kaczynski, you're going to blow up the country. And they're trying to deter conservative activism. You understand that? Every single measure they do, from the fear-mongering of domestic extremism that we're going to lock you in, solitary confinement, we're going to arrest Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, they want to suppress conservative activism. Everything they have done since January, and I have to say, our show here, The Charlie Kirk Show, we have been on top of this more than anyone else. They've been trying to prevent the rise of the next Tea Party movement. They do not want to see another Tea Party movement rise up, so they've been trying to keep it down, but they haven't been able to keep it down in the school board meeting, so their next move is to call you Al-Qaeda. You're a 43-year-old mom with four kids, and you're showing up to a school board meeting? Osama bin Laden. Spy on her, criminalize her. John Dewey, who is really the architect of progressive education as we know it, said the lesson for progressive education is that it will require in an urgent degree, a degree more pressing that was incumbent upon former innovators, a philosophy of education based on the philosophy of experience. We lost the education fight long ago, but the good news, the optimism that I have is that parents are starting to rise up. So I was actually wondering, what's their counter move going to be? Because for every move, there's a counter move. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And the counter move from the school boards? Just to call you ISIS and use DHS to spy on you. That should motivate you to do more. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our democracy by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote, at the checkout line, and that is where massively important organizations called Second Vote come in. The courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. Check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. What if I told you Chick-fil-A is not all that you might think it is? Well, their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive. It doesn't happen for free. Please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's just $50 a year. But if you use promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. It's literally $2 a month, everybody. And you get 50% off the information you need to have before you make your next purchase. Do not buy products from people that hate you. Don't buy products from people that are funding the downfall of America. Join me. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. Charlie, what will our country look like if the Biden regime, do you guys notice how more people are saying regime on television? Not taking credit for it. Just find that to be interesting. Allows 400,000 migrants to cross in 1 month. Is this an intentional move to destroy America? Who benefits from this? And will it be enough to get governors to stand up and do something to stop it? Lisa from Laredo, Texas. Well, breaking in just the last couple of minutes, the United States prepares for a worst case scenario. In October, we are probably going to see 400,000 illegals will come across the border. If a COVID restriction that has blocked most migrants for the last 2 years has been lifted, Thursday, NBC. 400,000 people. To give an idea, that's more people than the entire population of Honolulu, Cleveland, New Orleans, Tampa, Wichita, Kansas, in 1 month. That in 1 month, 400,000 new illegals will pour into the country. So the question is, what do we do about it? Well, we've gone into great detail that Texas can and should secure the southern border, send the Texas Rangers, deputize the National Guard, and get citizens to do the same. Arizona should do the same, but they likely won't because they are unwilling to do what is necessary to actually secure the southern border. And that saddens me, because the rest of the country is going to pay the price of that. So right now, as it is, October is just beginning, 400,000 people are about to pour into the southern border of the United States. If you have any questions about how Texas, and that's the worst case scenario, but we'll see. Let's say it's 200,000. That's still extraordinary. If you have any questions about how Texas can secure the southern border, just check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and listen to that. Okay, I had a debate with somebody about pro-life, and someone just asked us a question about pro-life. It's Quinn from Mississippi. Charlie, what's your stance on abortion? Pretty well known. I'm pro-life. That's why you got to subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and hear my debate with Ben Glebe. It is a barn burner. Let me tell you what, that one, something definitely worth seeing. But I want you to listen to the type of nonsense that is now being said in Capitol Hill. And we haven't posted it yet, but we will be posting it. That's why you guys should subscribe. It's in the coming days. Malia Aziz. This is the type of garbage that happens when you send your kids to college. If you send your child to college, they will be exposed to and maybe even start to believe nonsense like this. This is Malia Aziz in a congressional hearing saying, as we know, people get pregnant, not just women. Play cut 115.
I want to start by saying I do not regret either of my abortions. I do regret my experience at the Crisis Pregnancy Center. The most traumatic part of my experience was one of those centers and how I was treated there, and I hope that they all shut down because they exist to manipulate and prey on vulnerable pregnant people. And I just wanted to acknowledge a lot of people are being left out of this conversation today, because as we know, people get pregnant and not just women. But I hear people over and over and over again say women get pregnant, but that's excluding people that should be a part of this conversation.
So what other types of people get pregnant exactly? Mahila, Malia Aziz? What other chromosomal type of people get pregnant? Only someone with a college education could believe something so incredibly unwise. And let me just stand up for crisis pregnancy centers. Crisis pregnancy centers are life-saving industries. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do so at tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. God bless you guys. Thanks so much.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.